visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, now the Butcher's Block in Anderson is serving breakfast. Open at 6:30, the Butcher's Block will be serving fresh baked from scratch biscuits, all kinds of biscuits starting at $1.89. Sausage, bacon, egg, cheeseburger biscuit, sausage and gravy, fried chicken biscuit, ribeye and filet mignon. Add hollandaise and an egg to make it Benedict style. Lots to choose from. Get creative and make your own. There's also scrambled eggs, grits, and low country shrimp and grits. Get the combo and get your choice of milk, coffee, tea, or soda. Don't do fast breakfast food. Do fresh breakfast food at the Butcher's Block every morning at 6:30, Tuesday through Friday. Use our convenient drive-through and make breakfast good again. The Butcher's Block, located at 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Don't forget our catering service and our delicious meals to go for those on the move. The Butcher's Block, good fresh food all day long.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Fade it. Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Before we get going, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. Look, the Reese family has owned Krispy Kreme in Anderson Spartanburg for since the early 60s. Excuse me. And they do donuts right and have been since then. Whether it's the Reese's Pieces donut, the New York Super Cheesecake donut, any donut you want. They have the hot original glaze that come fresh off the press three times a day. I don't have a cough button on the road, Mona. I don't know what it is. But the hot original glaze come fresh off the press three times a day. And the Reese family will be glad to help you with any of your fundraising needs. So by all means, go and see them today in the Anderson or Spartanburg. This never happened on the road, Mona. I'm joined by Jeff Bostic, Clemson legend, and we're talking a little bit, maybe on something. We're talking a little bit about some of the guys that Jeff has gone up against in the past. And we were just talking about Randy White as we went to break, Jeff. So tell me about Randy.
It was 1982, and we were making our first real playoff run. And as fortune would have it, we win the first round against Detroit. And San Francisco is hosting the Cowboys. And the 49ers that year were the defending world champion. So the Cowboys beat the 49ers in Frisco. And our fans were cheering as we were finishing the Detroit game. They started chanting, "We want Dallas." And it got loud. I mean, it was like it's about as loud as I've ever heard RFK. So as history has it, we did get Dallas. And we get the ball the first possession. And we do pretty well. We go up and hit. So we get toward the end of the game. There's like 7 or 8 minutes to go in the game, and we got a 31-17 lead. TV timeout. Theismann comes into the huddle after getting the play, and we go, what have we got? And he said, "Trips right, fake whiz, scat right, 85 dodge." And Grimm goes, "No, we're running 50 gut." And I'd never heard Grimm call a playoff. Okay, so I'm looking over at him like, okay, well, whatever. So we run 50 gut. Russ and I double-team Randy White to the linebacker. We gained like 6 yards. They called in something else the next play. Russ goes, "No, we're running 50 gut." So we gained like 4 or 5 more. We get first down. Third time, they called something else. And Russ goes, "We're running 50 gut." So we gained about 4 more yards. Then Gibbs kind of caught on to this. He called it again. So once he had called it, I'm sitting in the huddle, and I looked over at Russ. I said, "Play along with me." We get up to the line of scrimmage, and just before I get on the ball, I looked over and pointed at Randy. I said, "Randy, our coaching staff loves you. We're going to run over you again." We ran it 8 times in a row, and we told him the last 5.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we about ran the whole clock out.
How about that? Against one of the
– And Russ was not saying anything.
Right.
But like the 3rd or 4th time I told him, I said, "Randy, we're running right there again." And Russ goes, "Yep." That's the only thing he said.
It's hysterical. And, you know, for people who don't know, Randy White is one of the great defensive tackles that ever played. I mean, he's really one of the first guys you ever heard about bench pressing 500 pounds back when he was at Maryland and had that nickname Manster and was a pretty dominant player. I did see John Hanna kick the crap out of him one time, though. But John Hanna did that to a lot of people, too.
Yeah, he was a very quick guy. I mean, great hands. You had to really you want to get him in short quarters. You didn't want to give him room.
Yeah, yeah. Those are great stories. What's your favorite memory?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I mean.
Is there one that stands out for some reason?
Well, our first one was special because the drama in the 4th quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, we're down and it's 4th down and like 1.5. And we knew we were going for it.
Yeah.
And everybody watching the game on television, everybody at the stadium, and people in foreign countries, they knew Riggins was going to get the ball. But is it going to the right or going to the left? Do you feel lucky? We knew which way it was going because Jacoby and Grimm were on the left side.
Yeah.
And, you know, he pops that run, and McNeil couldn't get over there and stop him and slow him. And he showed the speed. I mean, he broke off a 43-yard run, which sealed the first Super Bowl. But the last one was pretty special because I think Grimm and Jacoby and myself, and we realized that door was closing.
Yeah, it was coming to an end.
I mean, that was my 12th year.
Yeah.
And we sat in the locker room in Minneapolis, and we just passed around a 1/5 of Jack Daniels. And we'd never done anything quite like that before. But Russ knew he was retiring.
When you watch offensive line play today, as I'm sure you do, how do you think the game has changed?
Well, the next time you watch a football game, pay attention to this. Look how tight their splits are.
Yeah, tight splits.
These 6- and 8-inch splits, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I was a center, so I didn't have the ability to split. But our guards would be 2, 2.5 feet away.
Right.
Tackles would be 2.5, 3 feet away. Defenses aren't real smart. They line up on you. So if you're in 6- and 8-inch splits, guess what? Everybody's crammed into one little area. How do you hope to run? Put them on an island. As long as you got athletic linemen, you should be successful splitting people out.
What do you think about, and I want to get back to that in a minute, but what do you think about all of the talk and chatter about head injuries and about the direction the NFL is headed, the new law that they're going to try and implement and regulate this year about bowing the helmet?
Well, I tell you, the head injury thing is real.
Yeah.
You know, I could name countless people
right.
that I have played against that have committed suicide. So yeah. there's something there.
Yeah.
And I saw a study about 6 or 8 months ago.
Mike Webster was one of the...
My hero. He's yeah. one of my heroes and killed himself at 50 years old and was eaten up with CTE. But they're getting close to a point where they're going to be able to diagnose CTE before you
right.
pass
while you're
away.
Active.
Yeah, while you're still alive. So that'll be good. But I think they're taking steps in trying to eliminate some of the big collisions.
Yeah.
I mean, they moved the kickoff to a point where every kicker in the league can kick it in the end zone. They don't yeah. want these big 40 and 50 yard runs type of collisions. And, you know, they're protecting the quarterback, you know, protecting the wide receivers, trying to keep people from spearing. The game is much different how it's played now than when I was playing.
Yeah.
And much safer.
And so, you basically agree with the changes they're making now. Do you like that new rule as it's constructed? How? I mean, do you think they'll have a difficult time officiating that?
They change the rules in some way, shape, or form every year.
Yeah.
And when you first go to training camp, they'll have a set of officials
yeah.
that'll be at your camp for
right.
like 2 days, and they'll talk about it in your meetings, and then they'll actually go out, and you'll have a head linesman. Like in one-on-one periods.
Right.
And when you have little team periods, they got the whole crew there. And they'll call. And if you see something, if they see something you do, they'll explain it to you. So, you know, they're gonna do all they can to try and protect the integrity of the game, but also try and protect the players.
Yeah, and, you know, I think even at the lower levels now, they're trying to, you know, sort of follow that rugby tackling approach. And making sure that people hit what they see what they hit and keep their heads up and all those type of things. And look, I think part of it, quite honestly, is the legal situation. I mean, they have to have concerns. I know that everyone thinks that the NFL is this empire that could never tumble, but anything can tumble if the...
You know how serious this concussion thing
yeah.
is when the NFL gets into a suit that
yeah.
is uncapped.
Yeah.
Uncapped.
Yeah.
But my understanding from some of the guys that I played with that are suffering from different stuff, trying to get money out of the NFL litigation is very difficult right now, and I don't know what's holding it up.
How are you doing personally?
Well, people say, you look like you came out of the NFL okay after 14 years. I said, yeah, I've had 5 surgeries. I broke 5 fingers. I need my right knee replaced and left rotator cuff repaired. Other than that, I'm great.
But you'd do it all again, wouldn't you?
Oh, I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's anybody's played football. That's their childhood
yeah.
dreams. Play. I never got past the college, so I just wanted to play college. And then
yeah.
it's like, I saw my brother go to the Cardinals in the third round the year ahead of me, and I thought, if he can do this, I can do this. So I was just stupid enough to believe I could, and guess what? I fooled him for 14 years.
How about that? And you wound up in the same division.
We played against each other twice a year.
Yeah.
So he was there 20 games. We were 18-2 against him. 18-2. And not that I remind him, but
no,
hey, brother,
not much.
If you're listening, it's 18-2.
Yeah.
We beat you 18-2.
That's pretty funny. So that was the Cardinals quarterback at that time was Jim Hart?
It was Jim Hart, and Jim Hart later came to the Redskins and finished his career
yeah.
with us in, I think, 84. And the quarterback that he had the last part of his career was Neil Lomax
from Portland State.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do you realize Neil Lomax was college teammates with one of my teammates?
Who's that?
In Washington. Clint Didier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
And
all right.
Dids was a wide receiver at Portland State. Now, he's 6'5", 240.
How about the rivalry between Washington and Dallas? How much how big a rivalry was that hatred
real?
Was that hatred real? Is that different than today? Because we still have those rivalries, but they don't feel like that anymore.
No, I don't think it's anywhere near what it used to be. That's one thing you learn when you got to Washington is to despise the Cowboys. And, you know, they had Tex Schramm and Tom Landry. They thought they were God's gift to football. I mean, that little silver, I can still see that silver helmet and that scar. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what I wanted to do. I wanted to hit Jerry Jones when he took ownership of the team. He used to stand on the sideline. I was hoping we'd get a screenplay, and I was going to hit him. I was going to run out of bounds, and I wanted to clock him.
That's funny. So there really was hatred back then. See, I think the rivalries have changed. Like, I think the Chiefs and the Raiders for a long time truly hated each other. I think really wanted to do harm to each other. I don't think it's like that anymore.
Well, you said it earlier with free agency.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep the guys
together, yeah.
And, you know, it didn't take me long because my first game in the NFL was against Dallas on Monday night. Game one. So you learn to hate them.
You got into it right away.
And some of the leftover guys from the Over the Hill gang, you know, they really hated Dallas.
You know, if you'll hang with me a little bit longer, what I'd like to talk about is the Clemson offensive line and maybe just some offensive linemen today that you like for whatever reason. We're live from Lakeside Lodge, Clemson 123, right next to Ruby Tuesdays. Come on out and see us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We're at Lakeside Lodge Realty. We have free pizza for you. We have Clemson Legends out here. Come on out and say hello. Right next to Ruby Tuesdays. And I'll get back to Jeff Bostic in 1 second. Before I do, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Travelers Rest. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. The people are better in Travelers Rest. That's the way it's been for 90 years. There's a reason they keep winning President's Awards. Go read the reviews. Pick them out arbitrarily. I don't care. Go to Google. Go anywhere you want, and all you're going to see are five-star reviews after five-star reviews. There's a reason, again, somebody says in business 90 years, it's because of their commitment to you, and that's why you keep deciding that they should be the President's Award winner. Cars cost less. There are never any dealer fees or service fees, but for 90 years, the people have made the difference at George Coleman Ford, and they still are today. Kurt Shockley's their service manager, has been there for 23 years. His wife's taught first grade in that community for 33 years. They know your name at George Coleman Ford. They know when you come in and have your car serviced, whether you want coffee or popcorn, they know you. It's the difference. It's a difference you can feel. Go see him. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest. Go see him. You'll thank me later. All right. We are joined again by Clemson and Washington Redskins legend Jeff Bostic. And Jeff, as we went to break, we were talking a little bit about Clemson's offensive line play. You know, it had been a long time from your era, from the primetime era of the Danny Ford era, really up until the present, where Clemson offensive line play was almost disappeared for a lot of years. I mean, it's almost unimaginable to think that Clemson went a 30-year period before having an offensive lineman drafted in the first three rounds.
Well, what I think you see is the evolution of offenses.
Yeah.
You know, I never snapped to a quarterback via shotgun.
Via shotgun.
I mean, that's just the way football was in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. You started seeing people, obviously, in the 80s doing the shotgun, but we tried it in practice a couple different things. Now, I was a long snapper, so right. It wasn't like I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you could do it.
But our bugle goes, we look like sissies. He didn't like the way it looked. And, you know, we didn't have any problem protecting our passer, so our quarterback had plenty of time to get back and get the ball out of his hands. But, you know, hindsight 20/20, it's much easier to direct snap a quarterback 5 yards deep and give him time to get back and get set up and see things.
Well, and that's how the game has changed. And plus, today the 5 yard pass has replaced the 5 yard run. I mean, it's really a pass first game, and defenses have responded by base defenses today are all nickel dime. It's a sub package league.
Well, you think somebody's gone crazy when they say he's gained over 100 yards rushing. I was like, I mean, Riggins, He went through the playoffs in 82. I mean, he played four games, and he had 610 yards rushing in the playoffs. I mean, the football has changed, and I think what you do it kind of softens the offensive line.
Yeah.
When you're passing more, you're not sitting here pounding people. You're not trying to – and we mentioned it earlier. These little tiny splits would drive me nuts. I mean, I want people on an island. Defenses line up on the offensive line. And if you're crammed in together, guess what? They are too. Where are you supposed to run? You know, if you're athletic enough up front, you can take bigger splits and you create holes.
Are you still a fan of the game today, the way it's played?
I enjoy football, but it's certainly not the same.
Yeah.
You'll see teams occasionally that rely a little more heavily on the run, but it's a quarterback league.
Yeah, it's a quarterback-driven league, and they've created a climate where the quarterback is more important than ever. Back when you played, you could win a Super Bowl with a quarterback that wasn't necessarily historically great.
He could be serviceable.
Right.
I mean,
you can't do that today.
Look at Doug Williams.
Yeah.
Doug was probably on, you know, the latter part of his career there. Good quarterback, but his knees were broken down. His back was bad. I mean, Doug was the best guy that I've ever played with at throwing the prettiest pass. Mark Rippon.
Yeah.
Not the best athlete in the world. He probably run the 40 in like 5'6".
Yeah.
All the offensive linemen could outrun our quarterback. That's not a good sign, okay? But Rip was a smart guy. And Doug was an unbelievable passer. And it doesn't hurt when you got Ricky Sanders and Gary Clark and Art Monk to throw to.
When you've watched offensive linemen today or over the years, other than your group of guys, who do you admire?
This is going to hurt me to say this.
Okay.
The best offensive line in football right now is Dallas.
Yeah.
I think they've done a great job at building through the draft. And
well, they've spent a lot of round one picks on that line, and you just don't see that much anymore.
Well, you know, they finally got a quarterback.
Yeah.
I didn't think Tony Romo was going to take them anywhere deep into the playoffs, but you know, their offensive line is, to me, the best in the league.
Yeah.
And
well, it's
if
sort
you'll
of the,
do if you'll do what we did when we were in Washington, our defensive lines and offensive lines didn't change much. We had Dexter Manley, Charles Mann, Dave Butts, Daryl Grant.
Yeah.
Those guys played together for about 8 years. You know, four of the five offensive linemen.
Yeah.
You know, we all played together for 10 years. You can't do that with free agency, but if these guys, you can lose one piece, but you can't lose two or three.
See, that's what they're going to have to decide. They're basically going to have to decide which guys they can afford to keep, because the salary cap era changes all that. You know, it's really funny, Jeff. I was talking about this yesterday. The draft is designed to help the bad teams, but in reality, it doesn't necessarily accomplish its goal because in a salary cap era, because let's look at Cleveland. Now Cleveland has a football guy running their deal finally, but let's look at Cleveland. Let's say they draft, it doesn't matter, for sake of argument, let's say they draft Sam Darnold. All right, year one, he stinks. Year two, he's a little bit better. Year three, he's starting to look like the guy they hoped they would get. Year four, he looks good. And now, in year five, you're approaching a time where you're going to have to pay him $150 million. And now you've got decisions to make, because if you pay him $150 million, then you can't have any Dallas-type offensive line, because you're never going to be able to pay those guys. And that's a dilemma. It's a dilemma for all these teams. Dallas Cowboys are going to have Dak Prescott come in due. You know, they already have to decide what to do with Dez Bryant. They have to decide what they're going to do with that offensive line, who they're going to pay, who they're not going to pay. And in an odd way, the team that most understands all this and people keep questioning what they do is New England. They let Danny Amendola go. They let Nate Sutter go. You know, they let Deion Lewis go.
Any way you feel about Bill Belichick, and he was with the Giants when I was with Washington through the early 80s during the Parcells era. He was their defensive coordinator. He has done a job with New England that I don't think anybody will ever touch again. And he has the uncanny ability of knowing when to let a guy go and what to fill the void with. And it doesn't hurt that you've got a quarterback that was drafted in the sixth round. That's what is he, 49 years old now, really?
Yeah. And just won the MVP.
Yeah. What is he, 41?
He's 40.
40 years old. And he said he wants to play till he's 50.
I think he may have walked that back a little bit, but the guy just won the MVP this past year and threw for 500 yards in the Super Bowl.
And he doesn't look like any of his skills are eroding.
When
we saw Peyton Manning the last year,
he looked like a much different quarterback. Brady shows
no sign of aging.
No, actually, in some ways, he actually looks better. He actually moves better in the pocket today at 40 than he did 10 years ago.
I understand he's a real health freak as far as what he puts in his mouth.
Yeah.
And is on a very strict diet and obviously works out. I mean, you got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
The older you get, the more time it takes you to recover after games.
And again, like you say, you know, they just know when they have to let guys go. Like they let Danny Amendola go, and people were in an uproar about it. Danny Amendola is a 32-year-old receiver with a long history of injury, and they were getting Julian Edelman back, so they didn't need Amendola. They let Cooks go because they don't view him as a number one receiver, and then he's coming into a contract year. They're not going to pay him $15 million a year like Cleveland's going to pay Landry. So
they got a little wide receiver here at Clemson that could play in the slot
New
England.
That's right. New England likes all those little white wide receivers.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. In terms of the offensive line at Clemson now, I presume you get a good look at it. What do you like? What don't you like? Where do you think this team needs to improve?
Well, offensive line is the engine of your offense. I heard some of your earlier interview with Taj, and I would agree with you that Mitch Hyatt, he needs to take that next step up.
Yeah,
I mean, he's kind of, I think his freshman year, he was phenomenal. Yeah. I've never seen a freshman
step in and do what
with
he did.
That kind of feet and hands. Whoever taught him in high school, and he went to North Gwinnett High School right down the street from where I live in Georgia. But somebody did a great job in instructing him how to play. But I agree with you. He needs to put on 10 or 15. He needs to be 310, 320. And, you know, I think all the offensive linemen kind of got exposed in the Alabama game.
Yeah.
For what reason Clemson went into that game and weren't prepared to play, I don't know. It's not like you haven't played them the last 2 years and you knew what you were getting into. I mean, that's the way we used to play football in Washington is the way Alabama.
Yeah.
They run roughshod over Clemson's offensive line, but they'll learn from this, and I think Mitch Hyatt has got a chance. Having a good year this year, I think he'll be a first rounder.
Well, he needs to, because you know, based on, you know, again, I think he returned because I think he was getting some less than favorable feedback from the NFL draft advisory panel, and I think he had fallen to the point where he might have been the 10th or 11th tackle off the board. So this is an important year for him because, again, I think he's going to need to address the issues that we talked about already. And if he can, because, again, you know, and Jeff, I've played a million years, you know this. Sometimes guys just plateau. You know, some guys shine early and then they don't get much better.
Well, I don't think he is necessarily one of those guys.
No, I don't either.
Sometimes you don't know how healthy a guy is.
Yeah, that's true too.
Sometimes they are like, are you healthy? Yeah, I'm fine. Well, really there's something bothering them.
Yeah.
And you just play through it, but obviously you're much better and much more efficient when you're 100% ready to go.
Well, Dexter Lawrence, defensively, last year, you know, I mean, it was obvious to me right from the start, he was at no better than like 60%, and he played hurt all year. And I'm still a little concerned about that. Quite honestly, a 340-pound guy who has a foot injury concerns me a little.
Well, that's a lot of pressure on that part of your body, believe me. But, you know, they've got a good mentor, speaking of Mitch Hyatt, with Robbie Caldwell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Robbie and I go back a long time, even when he was at Furman. We used to work football camp. And you're talking about a third-round pick or higher offensive line. That's my brother that just came in a few minutes ago. And we used to work the camp at Furman that Dick Sheridan had, and Robbie was a part of that. But Robbie's a good offensive line coach.
Yeah. And so what about this offensive line as a whole this year?
I think they'll be improved. I mean, I looked at last year's Clemson season. I thought it was spectacular because you had no idea what you were getting with Kelly Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Kelly Bryant was, to me, the biggest surprise of the year. And you look at all the people that you had lost. You lost Mike Williams, Wayne Gallman, Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
This is underclass. Jordan Leggett. I mean, you lost a lot of horsepower. But for them to get back to the national playoff was a remarkable season. So, Robbie will get their offensive line going.
And on the opposite side of the ball, Clemson's defensive line not only has unbelievable talent, but when you can roll 8-10 guys like they can and not miss a beat, it's going to be hard for anybody.
You know what the key is? Recruiting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no
what
question.
Dabo and Turnip Seed have done is created a culture.
Yep.
They don't rebuild, they reload. And they're getting the 4- and 5-star athletes. And people have put Clemson at the front of their list for schools they want to go to. Now, I thought Taj a little earlier was a little bold that they're going to win 3 national championships in the next 5 years. That may be a little bit bold, but I got to be honest with you. When Dabo met with the Letterman's Association golf tournament 3 or 4 years ago, he said, "We're going to win a national." I thought he'd hit his head on something. Well, guess what? He did. I didn't realize at that time how good Deshaun Watson was.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, to me, is the best player in Clemson history.
Wow. Now, that's a big statement. Best player in Clemson history.
Without question.
Yeah. He was certainly remarkable.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But he has it.
Yeah.
And I got to see it a couple times in the pros. Riggins had it.
Yeah.
When it was a big game and the loud music and the lights were bright, he was like, bring it on.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because they ignored that at draft time. You know, at draft time, they ignored that, and Houston was the team that took the flyer and went up and got him.
I have a teammate that's the head coach of the New York Jets, Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
And I personally called Todd, and I said, you need a quarterback. I said, if Deshaun Watson is there, you need to take him. And he asked me why. I said, he's got it. I don't know what it is, Todd, but he's got it. He passed him.
Yeah. Yeah. Does have that intangible that some of these greats have.
You can't necessarily... I've always thought there was something that separated people that win from people that don't. And you may not be able to define it. It may not be anything that's physical, but it's easy to see in quarterbacks.
So along that line of thought, have you seen any of these quarterbacks in this year's draft? And do you think any of them have it? And if there is one that does, is it Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield would be... a guy that I probably wouldn't want.
Okay.
I think his personality is problematic. I don't question his athleticism or his ability to throw the football. But some of his other... I'd love to know what his Wonderlic score was.
Well, I didn't see his Wonderlic score, but they have another test now that they also administer, and he apparently did very well in that. Now, it's an easier test. Apparently somebody decided the Wonderlic was too difficult. It's still administered, but they administer some second tests now. I didn't see Mayfield's Wonderlic. You know, I think what would surprise people is the top Wonderlic amongst quarterbacks this year was Josh Allen at 37.
Wow.
And, you know, and that's going to be, and they say he's brilliant on the whiteboard. So we'll see whether he winds up being the number one player. But Mayfield, at least, it's a different style, but at least he has a little bit of leadership ability. I know Taj hates Mayfield.
Why isn't Mason Rudolph considered the top quarterback prospect?
I'll tell you. We'll talk about that. You come. You got to get back in the mix too. So I give Jeff a break anyway, probably. But yeah, we'll go to break right now. We'll be back from Lakeside Lodge, Clemson, right next to Ruby Tuesdays. Come on out and see us and stuff your face with some pizza while you're here. Walter Tiller Road Rage. Quick break.
We'll be right back. Walt here, inviting you to join me at the new Lakeside Lodge sales office Thursday, April 12th, to kick off the Clemson Tigers' big spring game weekend. Lakeside Lodge has an incredible 5 foot by 5 foot model of the condo hotel on display. You have to see to believe. Let their expert sales team show you what you don't want to miss out on this fall. So come see me and former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd at the new sales offices located at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Personal care in the drugstore business is almost a thing of the past. You're just a number at the big box pharmacies or through mail order. Not so with your local pharmacist at Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. They offer the personal touch and know you by name. They care about you and your family's health care questions and concerns. Pharmacists offering personal care. Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace. Our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive three rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Whether you're a sole proprietor or your company employs several hundred people, Kiwi Financial Group advises on small group retirement plans and insurance benefits. Whether you are looking to start a plan or if you already have a plan, the independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group will do a comprehensive review of your small group needs and recommend your best options. Discover successful employee benefit strategies with Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043.
We're here at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Train AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Trust me, you don't want to go down this road with me.
On 105.5 The Roar.
No, I'm no angel. No, I'm no stranger to the streets. I've got my label.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Lakeside Lodge, right out next to Ruby Tuesdays. Come on out and see us, and the Clemson legends keep on coming as well. And now I'm joined by legendary Clemson tight end Jim Riggs, who obviously went on to a great career with the Cincinnati Bengals. Jim, pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me, Walt.
You know, we've talked a lot today. We talked a little earlier with Jeff about how the game has changed. The position of tight end has changed a lot since the time that you played. We'll talk a little bit about this during the break. Why don't you define that?
Well, when I played, you never would flex out. You weren't a receiver. So in order to make your mark, you had to get movement on the defensive line. So with Danny Ford, your means of getting your position was to dominate the guy on defense. So, yeah, I'd catch 18, 20 balls a year. I'd love to play with the Deshaun Watsons and the Taj boys because I really feel like I really could have been utilized. But at the same time, that's all we knew back then. It was punishing football, and we would tell you we were going to punish you.
So if you played today, you would see yourself as like a 50-catch kind of guy?
I feel confident that I could do that. Yeah.
And obviously the game has changed dramatically. You know, last year in the draft, we saw guys like Bucky Hodges and Jordan Leggett, who really are receivers more than anything else. But it's funny because the NFL still wants it. It's funny, the league has moved to a detached tight end model. And these guys aren't asked to be in line blockers, but the league still wants you to be able to do it. And if you don't, if you're Bucky Hodges, you go to the sixth round.
And that was baffling to me. And really, Jordan went in the fifth round.
The fifth round, right.
And, you know, these are guys that are gifted. Bucky's 6'8".
Yeah.
And you think this guy's going to go in and dominate. Well, they really hadn't made their mark yet, but I think they will once you get acclimated. I mean, it's a big process.
Well, I'm going to be interested to see what this group of tight ends this year because – you know, Hayden Hurst blocks a little. Dallas Goedert will try and block a little. A lot of these other guys, though, Gesicki of Penn State, Mark Andrews, Oklahoma, these guys are conscientious objectors to blocking.
Yeah. And they, by far, they look pretty in cleats.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with them in the draft.
Well, it's going to see, and there's going to be some big surprises in the draft. So, you know, stay tuned in 14 days. So it's crazy what's going on.
And the just in general, the way the game has changed, as we were talking with Jeff earlier, and you were expressing to me during the break, you guys had continuity. You had continuity on the offensive line, and it's part of what made you successful.
It was. I mean, we had perennial all-pros, Anthony Munoz, Max Montoya, Dave Remington, names, household
center.
Names that you would know. Yeah. Quarterback was there, Boomer Esiason. James Brooks, I don't know if you remember him from Auburn.
Great running back from Auburn, 5'6", 5'7".
Fast Eddie Brown, a wide receiver out of University of Miami. But these are all guys that we played year in and year out, and we never had new guys come on the team. So it was like when we went to training camp, you'd have an influx of people coming in, but they were there for training camp, and before the first game, they'd get cut, and then same guys would be there. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty – was Munoz the best tackle – you ever saw or played against?
Well, I lined up next to him, and basically our offensive line coach was a legendary offensive line coach. Now, Jim Hannifin, I played with Jeff my last year, but Jim McNally was an absolute guru. But Anthony, they called him the eraser block.
Yeah.
So basically when we did a double team and we'd go through game plans for the week, we'd go through who we were going against. He'd say, all right, Dave, you're going against this guy. Max Montoya, you're going against this guy. They'd get to Max and say, we don't need to go over your guy. All right, Riggs, you're going to go with this guy because he was so dominating. But you got to realize this guy is 6'8" and wears a 21 shoe.
Yeah.
And there was three guys on our offensive line that wore 21 shoes that were all 6'8". So I've got pictures of our huddle. I'm 6'6", and I was the littlest guy in the huddle. And it's just it's a great picture to look at in my office. You know, people go, my God, how big were these guys? They're just behemoths.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then you add in an Icky Woods from UNLV, played basically 1 year. You know, people will always remember the Icky Shuffle, you know, but, you know, he was just a great asset to our company and the perfect chemistry for that year. And he was really the only new guy we had on the team that year of a team that we went 4-12 the year before. And the next year we were the best at 14-5. So
when you first sat down here right before we came on air, I said, so you went to the one Super Bowl and in your first year and you started reciting statistics
in
34 seconds, which is a key figure in your mind. Go ahead, tell us about 34 seconds.
Here's the thing, you know, things go through your mind, and you know, I can remember playing against San Francisco and the drive before the drive that Joe Montana went 95 yards, our defensive back dropped an easy interception.
Yeah.
That would have won the game. But, you know, 34 seconds, here he comes. And they even have Sam White's sound overs going, oh, God, here he comes. And it wasn't Jerry Rice, who everybody thought it was going to be. It was John Taylor.
Yeah, John Taylor.
So when you get that close and you're 24 years old and in your mind, you know, young and
could it happen every year?
Invincible, I'll be back next year.
Marino thought the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but look at guys like Merlin Olsen, guys like that never played in a Super Bowl. So when you look at it and look at the opportunities and just the privilege to be able to do that 1 year, that was quite an honor. But there's so many memories and emotions that go. That was the first year Joe Robbie Stadium was open. This turf was horrific. I don't know if you remember that, Walt, but it was terrible. We had Tim Crumrod broke his leg, and his leg 10 staked into the ground, 14th play into the game. So that had an impression on us. So it was as emotional as it could get. But to lose that game like that when you know you should have won, you know, it's something that haunts you and stays with you. And emotionally, I can't even watch it on TV.
Is that right?
It still haunts me.
Are you saying you've never watched it since?
I've never watched the whole thing.
Really?
I've never watched the whole thing. Now, there was one play in there that I remember that I have watched is we had a kickoff for Stanford Jennings from Furman, ran the touchdown, and I was blocking Bill Romanowski, his rookie year.
Did he spit on you?
No, I actually somehow had pancaked and was laying on it. So we had some good conversation as we were jogging down the field.
I bet.
But, you know, the emotions of a Super Bowl and, you know, your wife's looking at you down there before the game and Donald and Ivana Trump are sitting directly behind her.
How about that?
And, you know, but you think like, hey, we'll do it again next year. It's a big deal.
So yeah.
It was a great, great,
you know,
great
I'm sure
experience.
Marino thought that first time. He probably thought he was going to be back every year.
Right.
Well, you never know.
And while you know sports like no other, but, you know, you got a guy like Tom Brady. What these guys are doing is just nothing but remarkable. You know, and to get to that level, how hard it is, you know, I can't even comprehend staying at that level.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, once you do it once, you know, everybody's out to get you.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay on top. And they've done it for a long period of time in a salary cap era that's designed to prevent it.
Well, yeah, but what they do is they get the guy that nobody else wants.
Yeah.
Everybody, and then they put them in their program.
Well, you know, I was doing this yesterday. You know, you have a system that's designed, the draft is to help the bottom teams.
Right.
But in a real way, those teams are there for a reason. They're bad. Well, they draft a quarterback there, you know, in year one, he's not very good. Year two, he's a little better. Year three, he's finally starting to show signs. By the time he starts to get good, now you have to pay him $150 million, and you're still not very good. You don't have enough pieces around him. And that's why, you know, when New England, you know, I mentioned this earlier, but when New England cuts these guys like an Amendola or they get rid of a Cooks or they get rid of a Nate Sutter even, people say, well, how can you do that? You're getting rid of your starting left tackle. Well, because he's not great to begin with, and New England wasn't going to make him the highest paid left tackle in football because you can't operate that way and put your whole team together anymore.
Well, their scouting department has got to be at a different level than everybody else because they know what's out there. They know the practice squads. They know the and they really don't have a lot of derelicts.
No.
So it's pretty amazing. I love watching their scheme, their makeup. I hate Amendola. I hate, what's the other guy they have that's so good?
Edelman?
I mean, I hate them. I mean, you love to hate these guys.
Oh, yeah.
But they're proven winners and producers, and, you know, it's easy to hate a great team. And everybody that I know hates the New England Patriots. So I hate to be like that.
Who's the toughest guy you ever went up against?
Well, I've been against a bunch, but Greg Lloyd.
Greg Lloyd.
He was a bad dude. Yeah. Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews.
Yeah, he would always line up in a head-up technique. And I heard Jeff mentioning Reggie White. A lot of times Reggie White and Bruce Smith would be in an inside seven technique. And he's absolutely right about an inside club. I mean, he'd get you moving, use your momentum. I mean, a lot of times you'd end up past the quarterback, but he'd be on you because you'd be grabbing his shoulder pads and pulling him.
And you don't see guys like that anywhere either. There are no more Reggie Whites and Bruce Smiths.
No, when I've been on the field, you know, and watched these guys, they're all speed and really undersized guys.
Yeah, speed and undersized.
On the corners.
Yeah.
So it's not a big physical game on the outside anymore. It's beating speed and getting underneath the block and everything.
No, I mean, the game has really changed a lot now. You know, it's a sub-package league, and, you know, these teams are in base nickel, like, all the time. And it's a shotgun league.
It is, without a doubt. I mean, it's, you know, and I'm not going to say it's, you know, it's a watered-down version of it. Obviously, it works. A lot of smoke and mirrors. The run pass option is hard to stop if you run it. But we weren't brought up in that era.
What about the issue to you of head injuries? Where do you stand on this? Do you suffer for any lingering issues from your time playing?
I've had four concussions. The protocol, they did a MRI. I had no scar tissue on my brain. It is an issue. We have a bunch of our guys that are dead now that from Cincinnati. Ricky Dixon, I don't know if you remember him. He has ALS, and he's getting ready to die. He was a first-round pick out of Oklahoma. So it's out there. It's prevalent. But I will be – I'll tell you something that will be hard to believe. I've played 26 years, 8 in the NFL, and I've never had a surgery. So,
is that right?
Never been hurt other than being knocked out. But when we got knocked out, protocol was an ammonia cap and put you back out there. Now, if you go in the right huddle, that's a bonus.
Yeah, that's right.
But I've played games where you don't
protocol
remember.
Protocol was an ammonia cap.
It was ammonia cap.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, these guys know what I'm talking about. And you'd carry it in your wristband.
Oh, yeah.
And you're hitting
it. Yeah.
But you play a whole half and don't remember playing.
Yeah.
Because you only had 45 of you on the NFL team. So it wasn't like you could replace guys.
Yeah.
So I was L1 on kickoff, nose guard on punt return, and then you had to play all offense.
Well, I mean, even today you can only carry a limited amount of offensive linemen with the 53-man roster.
Yeah, it is. So
teams carry 7-8 offensive linemen.
That's it. And then, you know, think about us. If one tight end got hurt, you only had two. You had to play all the time.
Yeah.
And then in the Super Bowl, we had a guy that went on a cocaine craze the night before, Stanley Wilson.
That's right.
And I had to learn all his plays and start fullback and short yardage the next night. So everybody else is asleep, and I'm trying to learn his plays for the Super Bowl. And I had to start at fullback.
Funny.
You know, but those are things are real. But that guy took off in a cocaine craze and never to be seen again. He's in San Quentin now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's still in prison. So,
wow, how about that?
How about ruining your life right there?
Yeah. You know, Jim, can you stay with me one more segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do that. We're live from Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. We're going to be telling you more about it during the day. We'll have Leighton Cubbage on a little later, and he'll tell you in great detail what they have to offer you and what's coming up here for Lakeside Lodge. Walter Tulip Road Rage, live from Lakeside Lodge. Quick break. We'll be right back after this brief commercial interlude.
From the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, the